is going on, my niggas? Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And Orion, this week, I would like to tell you, I don't know what exactly, how to segue. I still haven't figured out how to segue from introducing the show to what I want to talk about first. So let's just say they finally came and took my car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, today. For those who don't know, if anybody new is listening, it's go back and listen to the other ones because it's too long to get into. But basically, my car stopped working and it's just been sitting in the parking lot. And I was in a bit of a tricky spot because it wasn't paid off. So I didn't technically own it. So I couldn't sell it. So I couldn't get rid of it myself. And I couldn't pay it off so that I could get rid of it. And I couldn't fix it anyway. So it was just sitting there. And then the apartment complex that I live in was threatening to have it towed away. And they gave me, after talking to them to try to get like an extension, they gave me until the 16th of last month of March. And I couldn't figure out anything to do with it by then. So I was just like, fuck it, I'll let them take it. At least it'll be out of here. At least it'll be something, something, you know, moving forward. And then they just didn't come to take it until today.
Yeah.
They finally did. I kind of was starting to think that they forgot.
I was hoping, man.
But it's gone now.
Oh.
Joke's on them. It is trashed. It is so full of shit. I was embarrassed when I was driving it that way. I thought about like cleaning it up because I don't know, because it's kind of embarrassing. But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, fuck those guys.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly
going to clean it out for you to take it.
Yeah.
Fuck you. The passenger seat, it's like something you would see in a movie where like they want you to think that this person's car is ridiculously, like humorously trashed. Like you open the door and just hamburger wrappers fall out and it's like piled to the ceiling. It's damn close to that. Yeah. There are all these wrappers from these like breakfast sandwiches I was buying at the gas station that on the passenger seat that are like not piled up to the ceiling, but you couldn't sit in that seat. You couldn't do it. It's ridiculous. There was an old computer monitor in the back seat, which I thought about taking out because, you know, I guess it's worth something, but it's a 19 inch CRT monitor. What am I ever going to do with a giant CRT monitor?
19 inches wide and like, 30 inches from front to
back. Deep. Yeah.
Jesus.
The fucking thing's a mile long. And they like, I couldn't, we used to use that in the very beginning when we started doing the podcast and there's like this hum that comes from CRT monitors. Like they interfere with the audio. So I could never use it while we were doing the podcast.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know what I would ever do with it. So I said, fuck it, take it. In the trunk, there was an antique typewriter that I had started taking apart because at some point, because I've talked before about my little projects, I get an idea in my head and I think I'm going to do something. And at some point, I decided I was going to make a steampunk Game Boy.
Oh, that's right.
I mentioned I don't like steampunk as a phenomenon, but I like steampunk artifacts, like things, props. And I'd seen some cool steampunk computers and stuff. And I wanted to make a steampunk Game Boy. And I bought the typewriter for parts. And like I was cutting off the keys and I was going to try to find a way to use typewriter keys for buttons and stuff. And I did maybe a week's worth of work disassembling it.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow or another, it ended up in the trunk of my car. So they took that. There's a flask in the back seat somewhere, a Jack Daniels flask.
I just picture
them going through it like at some point. I'm sure they won't because they've towed it and they leave it. But at some point, it'd be funny if somebody went through it and tried to just to humor themselves, like two guys looking like, what do you think this guy was up to?
Well, somebody's eventually going to have to clean it out because it's never coming back to me. And so at some point, they're going to want to sell it or you know, take it apart or something. So somebody's eventually going to have to clean it out. And they're going to find it. I wish I could think of more, because there are probably more ridiculous things in it, but mostly it was trash. And like there's a big bag of returnable bottles in the back seat.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's completely trashed. So haha, joke's on you guys. I hope there's not like an extra fine for that, like a cleaning fee.
Oh, Jesus.
We had to clean all this shit out of there.
That would be shitty.
Here's an extra $5,000 charge.
What?
Yeah.
But whatever, that's happened now. That's like the end of that part of the saga.
Throw this in. When my car gets trashed, I get super embarrassed when like I'm driving to work, it's trashed. I'm going to work solo and it's just me. And I have a car seat, like a baby car seat base that you kind of plug the car seat into.
Okay.
So, you know, people peek in, they're like, oh, he's got a kid. But it's trash. So every time I get to a light and somebody's pulling up behind me to the in the other lane, I'm like, and I'm at a red light, I'm like, shit. Oh, shit. And I look over, they're peeking into my car. And they're like, look at this fuck. He puts his baby into this trash car. I just want to.
People are peeking into your car?
Yeah.
At lights and
people
stuff?
People do this. Everybody but me, I swear.
I've never noticed. They pull up to a light.
Everybody just looks over. They have to look over.
Well, sometimes I'll look.
Hi, how are you?
Sometimes I'll look over, but I'm never like peeking into something. Like, are you driving an exceptionally short car, only driving next to people in trucks?
No.
Because I couldn't see your car, that your car is trashed, unless it is piled to the ceiling.
Like noticeably peeking, but they'll look at me and then look at my car, you know, and I assume they're looking into it.
And judging.
Yes.
Harshly.
Fuckers, but yeah.
You have a baby and you let it in that thing?
Yeah.
It's going to get some kind of disease, some like the hamburger wrapper version of tetanus or something.
Yeah. Eh, fuck him. It was like when the little guy was born and I pulled up to take him away, you know, from the hospital. Uh-huh. We take him home today. And I had this real shit rust box car. Mm-hmm. It was like an 86 Chevy Celebrity. And I pull up and I think when I was driving it out of the parking lot and pulling around to pick Aldi up, it stalled.
Oh, no.
Her and this nurse are waiting for me. And she had this look like, oh my fucking God, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm going to drive away with my brand new baby in this fucking rust bucket.
Yeah.
Bucket. We're going to go sleep under an overpass.
Oh, so embarrassing. And then she had to show me how to like make sure I did the car seat thing properly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, well, thank you.
when they're like, we're going to show you how to do the car seat thing properly, you should have been like, why? I was just going to set him on the dash. Like, he'll be fine. Like, I'll have Aldi put her hand up there.
Yeah.
Make sure he doesn't fall out. Aldi being your baby mama.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I feel like every once in a while we should say that. Like, we should explain who Aldi is.
We don't
is.
Do it enough, yeah.
Because we bring her up every once in a while.
Yeah.
And we don't usually. I think context-wise, you could pick it up most of the time, but.
Yeah. Aldi is the girl that I fucked and am still fucking.
Mm-hmm. And yes. A baby happened.
Yep.
And you guys have been engaged for the past like 20 years, yeah. But you're not married.
No.
You're living in sin with your sin baby.
And loving it. Oh, yeah. Sin baby.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of your baby, I saw a picture on Facebook a while ago where he's doing this like gangsta rap pose.
Yeah.
It's pretty good as baby pictures go. Like that was one of the few baby pictures I wasn't like, Jesus, fuck, get these baby pictures off my Facebook feed.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty dope.
Every time I bump into somebody, they're like, yeah, I saw a picture of him. He's so cute. I apologize. And they don't know why, but I know deep down they're like, you're all right for apologizing on behalf of your fiance for posting baby pictures every fucking day.
It is weird that it's every fucking day, but I gotta say, people keep telling you your baby's cute, right? Which everybody says that about every baby.
Exactly.
So it's like, it seems like an empty compliment, but
absolutely.
I gotta say, I'm not into babies. But yours is a pretty cute baby.
Well, thank you.
And I especially noticed because a lot of babies have been showing up on my Facebook feed. I guess because we're at that age where like people are just having babies.
Yep.
And I keep seeing all these babies and I've seen a lot of ugly babies.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially like by comparison, your son is adorable. He's a fucking beautiful baby. You should have him in some kind of baby modeling agency.
He looks like he's going to tear it up when he's older.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be a heartbreaker.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've seen some hideous fucking babies.
Oh yeah.
Ugh. I don't know what made you people think let's take these shit genes and combine them with these shit genes. And I'm sure they'll like cancel each other out. We'll come out with a beautiful baby.
Yeah.
That's one of the many reasons I won't have kids is that like, I don't think I'm a hideous person,
but I wouldn't
want to doom a kid with these genes. I wouldn't
want
to be like,
the dice.
Yeah. I want a kid really bad, so you're just going to have to suck it up and be a hideous piece of shit. Because that's all I've got to offer.
Yeah.
That's all I've got to give you is half a shit.
He comes out, or she, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God, I'd feel so bad if it was a girl. Like, a dude can get away with some kind of hideous features to a certain extent, but like, this poor fucking girl... That has to look a little bit like me. Oh,
yeah, you're
Jesus.
Either like, you know, you grow up, you're either attractive or easily not.
Yeah, there are no pretty girls that are the result of my family. Yeah. It just didn't happen.
Guys get away with, you know, having a good personality a lot easier than girls.
Yeah.
So.
And I think just the fact that, like, what people expect out of a handsome dude is often more rugged or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, you're allowed to have more knuckly features and, like, knobbiness and knots in your face.
Knobbiness.
Yeah, I think you're allowed to be more, to look more like a rock.
Yeah.
Like a shitty rock.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
People expect women to be all graceful and fucking whatever. Our buddy Aris bought a shirt. I mentioned that at the end of the last episode.
Yes.
Pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't believe it. I shouldn't bring this up, but I saw that. I got so
Yeah, Orion got so excited. He sent me an email to let me know, which I'm glad he did, because this fake Facebook timeline, which I already complained about a little bit, but it's kind of hiding shit from me.
Yes.
Like, when I went to the Facebook to see what Orion was talking about, I saw the post, and it was on the right side, the picture wasn't showing up. It was like collapsed, you know, so it was just what he typed about it. And it was just this little tiny blurb that was like, hey guys, guess what came in the mail? And I might not have even seen it.
Yeah.
Because timeline's hiding it from me.
No thumbnail, nothing of a picture. Yeah.
Why would you hide, like, people who post pictures, why would you hide the picture?
No.
Not that he hid it, but why would timeline hide the picture?
Yeah. What a stupid fucking concept.
But so that's pretty cool. And I felt like mentioning it again just because I felt like I didn't do it justice last time, because it is actually really cool. Like, I felt like I sort of brushed it off or just kind of glanced over it or whatever. But it's really cool that he bought a t-shirt, and I would like for all of you to do it just because it would make me happy. And it's awesome if you do it, if you take a picture and send it in.
Especially if you're black.
Yeah, especially if you're black.
And, oh my God, it just, you should have seen me. I was like a fucking, like, seal. Like,
oh my God, come quick.
And somebody liked the photo. I'm like, oh, somebody liked it. And it was a black chick. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We hit the big time.
Black people love us.
Oh, why?
I don't know, but I feel like now it's okay for us to say any racist shit we want. It's okay. We're endorsed by the blacks.
What are we doing right?
The black community is fine with it. I asked two of them, and they both said it was okay.
I want a shirt with that picture of Aris Cousins wearing the shirt on my shirt.
We should make a shirt of him wearing our shirt.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I keep forgetting what it was. There was something I was going to go directly to, and now I forgot what it was. So I will just mention that a few episodes ago when I did a solo show, we started a contest, and I have not reminded you.
Yeah.
So people may have forgotten that it is even a thing. But the deadline is, I believe it's next Thursday, so the day before the next episode. The 19th of this month. And the contest was, and this wasn't my idea, it was roommate John's idea, but the contest was whoever does the best job, like the most creative or whatever job of promoting the show, wins a rap written and performed by this guy right here, me. And as far as I know, nobody is actually entering this contest, which is sort of kind of how I
kind of
thought it might go. It's kind of sort of my fault because I didn't keep reminding you, but it's also just kind of how I thought it would go.
Yeah.
So if anybody is interested in entering that contest, or maybe you think you already did, like, sometimes I miss emails, like they just don't come in for whatever reason. So if you did try to email me before, I have not gotten any such thing about this. So send it again. But looks like I might not have to do this rap after all.
Yeah. You're making Kyle happy, damn it. You're pissing me off.
The less work I have to do, the better. The more I can just sit here and eat beef sausage and masturbate, the better.
Beef sausage.
And I still don't remember what the thing I was going to say was.
That's okay.
What's going on with you this week, Orion?
Oh,
what's
man.
What's going on in Orion land?
Well, today I ran into this guy that I had bumped into years ago, when I used to live at this apartment complex, and you lived in the apartment on the floor below me.
Okay.
Sort of, kind of. There was this black guy that looked like Elvis. I don't know if you've seen him.
Okay.
I think he calls himself Black Elvis.
Blelvis.
Yeah. And I was going to work one day and I bumped into him and he's like, "Hey man, I write music and I got a CD. Can you spot me a few bucks? You know, I'll give you my CD. It's good stuff, man." You know, that kind of shit.
How many bucks is a few?
I think he wanted like $10.
That's not insane.
For this random fucking Blelvis?
If you wanted it, it's not insane. It's not insane to charge for a CD.
Yeah. And for some reason, because I'm Mr. Nice Guy, I said, "Yeah, that's cool, but I don't have the cash on me. Hit me up later." And like a week went by, and it was 2 a.m, and I get a knock at the door.
Okay.
And this is the apartment complex where, like, the stairway outside of your apartment is out in the open.
Yeah, you know, it's outside. It's not an inside stairwell.
So he just walked right up. I don't know how he knew where I lived. He must have seen me coming out of my apartment that day or whatever.
He was watching you.
Or watching me. But we get a knock at the door, and I open it, and it's that guy. It's Blelvis, and he's wasted. He's barely standing. And
maybe he didn't know you lived there.
He thought it was his place.
"What are you doing in my place? Never mind. I'm Blelvis."
Yeah. So he was like, "Hey, man, remember me? I got that CD for you." And I was so pissed off that he would show up so late, even though I stayed up till like 5 a.m. anyway.
It's the principle of the thing, damn it.
I don't give a fuck what time it is. When somebody knocks on my door, I immediately feel offended.
Isn't that weird? Because back in the day, that wasn't such a big deal. Like, people would do that. They would just show up unannounced and knock on your door. Like, I remember doing that when I was a kid to go get other kids to come play outside. Like, I'd just go up to the door and be like, "Is so-and-so home?
Yep.
And can he come out and play?"
No big deal.
But I feel like now with cell phones and the internet and people just don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
You don't just fucking show up unannounced.
Oh yeah.
Like that's, I don't know if maybe it's just us. Maybe. Like maybe most people don't give a shit. Maybe it's just because I'm so hermity.
It must be. I don't know.
But
who knows?
Yeah. It would really annoy me if I got a knock at the door and there's like, even if it's a friend of mine, like, what the fuck are you doing?
I know.
I have Facebook. You could have let me know.
Even if they don't want you to go anywhere, they just want to come in. It's like, really? Yeah. So
I was gonna jerk off. Like I feel like I don't even have to be doing anything embarrassing really, but I just feel like
you don't have to be doing anything.
Busy, but I still feel like you coming in unannounced is like catching me off guard and I'm not ready for this.
Yes.
I needed time to prepare. God. But anyway, so Blelvis.
Yeah, so
remember me?
So I was super pissed and I told him. Oh, it was so mean. I don't know exactly what I said, but I said something like, "Hey, man, look, I was just kidding about, you know, liking you, and I don't give a fucking shit about your CD. I don't give a shit about your CD. Now get the fuck out of here." And he had this really sad look. It'll haunt me forever.
Uh-huh.
And he walked away, and I slammed the door. What an asshole.
Was that the last time you saw him until?
Yep, until today.
Okay.
And he didn't recognize me, but I'm at work, and I'm in my aisle at the grocery store.
Wait, sorry, but just to go back, what is it about him that looks like Elvis? Is it his hair?
His hair and sideburns.
Does he have like, do you call that, a pompadour?
It's pure fro, but it's cut in a way.
Okay. Is it like short kind of on the sides and like kind of sticks up in the front a little bit, or what is it?
It kind of sticks out forward from his face.
Yeah, all right.
In the front.
And he has sideburns.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go down to his...
He doesn't dress like Elvis, does he?
No. Well, kind of.
What does he dress like?
He wears these jumpsuits that just...
Like
the color combinations, man, are so odd.
Like a low-level mobster?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But really old black man flashy, like bright yellow with a red shirt and green shoes. I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
Are the jumpsuits, Jesus fuck, are the jumpsuits velour?
What do you mean by that?
Like it's a material.
Velour,
like it's
probably not
kind of velvety, sort of a little bit shiny.
Yes.
Okay,
but it looks dirty and used. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
bastard.
So you saw him, he didn't recognize you.
Yeah, he I was in my aisle, I was working, and I hear
Orion works at a grocery store.
Yes, I'm in my aisle stocking, and I hear this guy walked by me going, "Do do 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 do, Black Eyed Peas, do 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 do."
Is he singing a Black Eyed Peas song, or did he go do 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 Black Eyed Peas?
Do 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 Black Eyed Peas. And he's walking towards the Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas, I'm sorry. Not the Black Eyed Peas. But
are they really, are the actual peas just called Black Eyed Peas? Yes. I thought they were called Black Eyed Peas.
Oh.
I don't know.
I'm not 100% I've never bought them.
Who the fuck is buying Black Eyed Peas anyway?
Black people, man. Like, only.
Can you imagine, you're sitting around, you're like, I gotta go grocery shopping. There's no food in this house.
Yeah.
So you sit down, you make a list. You're like, what should I pick up? And you're writing stuff down. And you're like, gotta get some Black Eyed Peas. Really?
Yes.
How does that even enter your brain? I gotta get Black Eyed Peas.
And what's funny is, if he's still living where I used to live, there's another grocery store of the same chain, much closer. And
is that the ghetto one?
It's the ghetto one. He would feel more at home. What? And I swear he doesn't drive. He might, but he was always walking around. And I just assume, you know, he doesn't have a car. He doesn't
takes
have
the
a
bus
job.
To the store.
Yeah. And we don't have a bus stop. We got rid of that because.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
Our store wanted to get rid of that element.
that element.
That element.
The blacks. The blacks are fucking up our shit.
Yep.
Let's cut them off.
No payphones, no 40s, no single cigarillos.
That's true. Yeah, they sell beer and liquor, but no 40s.
What else did they do? They got rid of the bus stop.
They really are just trying to get rid of black people. That's hilarious. Did they get rid of all the basketballs?
No.
We don't sell any jerseys anymore. No Air Force Ones.
Yeah. No, but so I'm like, what?
No grape soda.
We got rid of...
You got rid of grape soda?
It had a term that I've never heard, but the people stocking it would call it swamp water, but it's basically grape drink, orange drink.
Oh, like the shit that comes in like a milk jug?
Yeah, it's in a gallon jug.
Okay, so it's not grape soda, but it's, purple drink.
Yes.
Like the stuff that's in the Sunny D commercial that the kids are like, purple stuff? No, give me that Sunny D that tastes kind of like sweet vomit. Anyway.
But that shit brought in the wrong element because the
bug
only people
juice?
That,
did they call it bug juice?
That's
I know that's a product, but bug juice is also like a anyway.
It's the same type of sugary, really sugary water. I hate it.
Really,
I've never liked it.
I
even as a kid
love like the just colored drinks.
Yeah,
that may be a flavor, maybe not. They're kind of vaguely candy fruit flavored. I kind of love that shit. I love Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, yeah, man. But this is like Kool-Aid in a 2-pound bag of sugar. It just sucks.
Good. Maybe I'm overcompensating because when I was a kid, I remember my mom would make Kool-Aid and I think she would intentionally put less sugar in than you're supposed to.
Oh, what a...
Because like kids don't need this much sugar.
Oh, please.
And when I had Kool-Aid with the right amount of sugar in it, I was like, fuck you, mom.
So
motherfucker.
All that time.
This could have been this delicious this whole time. It's like my world just went from black and white to full color. Are you fucking kidding me? Anyway, man. I keep interrupting your story.
No, it's cool. God, where was I?
You saw Blelvis.
Yes. He was in my aisle. I heard do black eyed peas. Mm-hmm. And I smile like, what the fuck? I look up and it's this old ass black guy. And I crack up to myself. And then I look at him and I'm like, I know this guy. Oh, shit. Because he was wearing another jumpsuit.
Uh-huh.
And he's walking.
Did he still have the Blelvis hair?
Oh, yeah.
And the sideburns?
Didn't look any different.
Okay.
And he walks by. I had my laugh. And I'm like, oh, man, I really feel bad about what I said to him. Now, I didn't apologize.
Okay.
But,
I was going to say that would be horribly awkward.
I know. Do you remember me? Oh, all you white people look alike.
If this happened to me, if I had even the slightest amount of alcohol in my system, I would have been pouring my heart out to this guy about how horrible I felt.
Oh, yeah. And it haunts me. And I wanted to tell him, but I couldn't. So, he just ended up coming back to me and asking me a bunch of questions, and he's looking at me like he kind of recognized me.
Yeah, like it's registering in there somewhere, but he's not sure.
Yeah, and I've gone through so many fucking looks. I'm sure he didn't really recognize me. He would have said something, because he didn't hold anything back, this guy. But that's the end of the story. I just happened to see this guy that reminded me of this moment in my life when I was a huge fucking dick.
Okay.
And I've never told anybody that I like anyone that I was a friend of, kind of, but secretly didn't like. I never ever told them to their face that I really didn't like them.
Yeah.
Ever. Because, yeah.
So you never got to hear this CD.
No.
I'm really curious about what kind of music Blelvis is making. Does he play an instrument? Is it electronic music? Is it?
I should have bought it.
Rap?
Man.
Is it crooning of some sort?
No idea. And just thinking about, like, what could he be doing in his apartment? Because he'd make it out of his apartment, I'm sure. He's poor and no job. So guitar, saxophone, shit. I don't know.
Saxophone.
Who knows?
It's just,
man,
a CD full of saxophone tracks.
But it's really sexy, yeah.
Yeah. How did the saxophone become a sexy instrument?
I don't know.
Like, it's so corny to me to think of it as sexy.
Yeah.
But, like, it is, like, a, like, the cliche would be that saxophones are, like, sexy, like,
oh, yeah,
sexy music. How did that happen? Who heard a saxophone and was like, this makes me want to get it on?
I don't know. That must have taken place before I was born, because I was raised on that idea. And I remember my my dad had a saxophone, and he would play it, and he's like, women think people that play saxophones are sexy. And my mom would admit.
Maybe they used to.
My mom would admit when I was a kid, you know. I'd stay up late, and I'd watch, Jay Leno, and my mom would see a musical act, and there'd be a saxophone player, and she's like, oh, What a heartthrob. Oh, you know,
it's,
and
I'm so
like,
weird.
I don't get it.
When I think of the saxophone, I think of one of two things, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Either really nerdy white kids in band,
yeah,
like in school, or like kind of weirdo older jazz players, yeah, jazz musicians. Like,
I could see that, yeah.
And that's pretty much, that's what I think of when I think of the saxophone. I played the saxophone for a year.
Oh, shit.
In
that's right.
Sixth grade.
Yeah.
Going into sixth grade, we were going to a new school because the way the school system was divided up here, it was kindergarten through fifth for elementary, and then sixth and seventh was middle school. So sixth grade was at, I was at the middle school now, and it was the first year that they had band. And I had I didn't have any classes with any of my friends that I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have a class with one of my friends, and I knew that some of my friends were going into band. So I decided I wanted to go into band. That was the whole reason I wanted to do it.
To be with your friends, yeah.
So I was like, wow, what's the coolest fucking instrument? And in hindsight, I think I should have gone for percussion. But I decided to go for the saxophone because that seemed like the most.
Do you know why?
Yeah. To me, at the time, it seemed like the most like rockin' of all the instruments, because the rest of them seemed like orchestral instruments to me. And the saxophone seemed like something you could jam out on, I guess.
Yeah, you could.
And so I went for the saxophone. Little did I know, all of my other friends had gone for brass instruments or percussion, and they split it up. Or maybe it was all brass, because I think percussion was in my class, but they split it up into woodwinds and brass.
Mm-hmm.
And so all my friends were in the other class, so it didn't work out for me anyway.
Sucked.
And by the end of the year, I was like, fuck that shit, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't stay in it till high school, when it would have been...
God damn, that'd be great.
As far as I could tell, there was no way to stay in band without being in marching band.
Yeah.
Like, they had seasons, so there'd be marching band, but then there'd be, like, concert band or whatever in the other half of the year. But as far as I could tell, either you couldn't do it, or just nobody did just take concert band or whatever,
they
symphony.
They all got into the marching band. Yeah.
Which I hated.
Yeah.
I hate marching bands. It's just the worst music and the worst people.
Yeah.
they really are terrible. It's just disgusting how much they get into marching band. Like, none of them, like, this is going to sound really weird, but like, there's something I really hate about a high school kid who isn't jaded about, like, who isn't like, oh, fuck high school. I got to go to school. These motherfuckers, they loved band camp.
Oh, yeah.
They'd get excited for football games, even if they didn't give a fuck about football, because, yay, we get to put on our fucking uniforms that make us look like fucking toy soldiers. And we get to go out and do shit. Like, it just play the worst music that's ever been played.
And all that memorization. Yeah,
maybe we do the corniest ever cover of a pop song from like 20 years ago.
Ooh, now they're really rocking here.
Yeah, and that's considered like rocking. like that's a treat. Like, oh, we get to play this, you know, ridiculous pop song from 1980.
Bustin' Loose.
Yeah, exactly. That's the band, Getting Loose. Let's just let it all hang out. Hey, we're hey guys, this might seem a little crazy, but what if we did a marching band adaptation of Brown Eyed Girl?
No, he didn't.
That's so contemporary. Stupid fucks. I hated it. The only thing worse than the marching band is the color guard.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the douchebag fat chicks with the flags that would run around for no reason. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be a gymnast, but I'm too fat and uncoordinated, so they just handed me a flag and told me to run.
Fucking great. Oh, but back to the saxophone. Bullshit.
Sorry. I just hate him so much. And there are people I know, like now, who I know were in marching band, and I like them just fine.
Yeah.
But God damn it, I wanted to punch the whole marching band in the face. Anyway, go ahead. Back to the saxophone.
Jesus.
The saxophone. When I picture a saxophone, and I can't help it, I always, and it must have been something I saw as a kid, as a child, I always picture a dark silhouette of a man with a trench coat, and there's a bright light behind him and a bunch of fog around him.
Okay.
Maybe the light is like underneath him. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, he's just rocking out and you can't tell who it is. So mysterious and sexy. And I always picture the saxophone player, though they're playing the saxophone and you hear that louder than what I picture in my head. I picture them like playing it, but going, like they're saying that. If you turn like the mic off and you're listening, do you listen to this guy? He's like,
yeah, like if you could somehow turn the saxophone sound off.
All right, guys, let's do this. Jesus Christ.
Have you ever tried to play a brass instrument?
Yeah.
The way they're played is ridiculous. You basically go into it. My first girlfriend played the trombone, and so she had a trombone, and she let me try it a couple times, and I could kind of get it to make a trombone sound.
Yeah,
but it's just
kind of
playing it made me feel so ridiculous because the way you do it is you basically go into it. It's insane the way that's done, especially coming from a woodwind instrument where all you do is put your mouth on it and blow. Like, and that's what I thought people did with those brass instruments, but no, you have to into the fucking thing.
God damn.
So it's every time I like see people playing brass instruments now, it's like I can't help thinking about the fact that they're basically making like midget fart sounds with their mouth into it, and that's what's making this music
for like hours.
Yeah, it's like, okay, the first day of learning to play a brass instrument, they hand it to you and they say, all right, now imagine a mouse that's really gassy and has a good ear for music and a lot of control over its sphincter. Right, now imagine that mouse trying to play music with its ass. Try to make those sounds into this instrument. And that's how it's done.
Jesus.
Just the tiniest fart sound produces beautiful music. Anyway, I did remember what the thing I wanted to say earlier was.
Yeah.
It's not really a huge topic of discussion, but last week's episode, I want to let everyone know that I am aware that it sounded like shit.
Oh, man.
And nobody said anything about it. Even John Paul from Whiskey Thursday, who's been talking a lot about audio quality lately and stuff, and he's going to school for this kind of stuff. And he said that we had pretty good audio quality in the past. The last episode sounded like absolute shit, and nobody said a fucking thing.
Where was he on that one?
I don't know if that's because they just like us or, you know, and didn't want to hurt our feelings, or if it's because they honestly didn't notice. But I was trying something new last week. I can never find the sweet spot with the compressor.
Mm-hmm.
And briefly, what the compressor does is it's a piece of hardware that we run the audio through, and it basically turns the volume down when it gets too loud. So it kind of evens the volume out. So like if I yelled something, it would be much closer to the volume of when I talk like this, which is nice because it kind of you can get a higher overall volume to your file. But I can never find the sweet spot between like where I keep everything level and it's not and it's still, anyway, I can never find the sweet spot. So I tried cranking the compression. Like I had the, I had it basically compressing as much as it possibly could, and it picked up fucking everything and amplified it and just sounded disgusting. Every mouth noise, every throat whistle, every breath, like you could, you can probably hear this most of the time anyway, but like if I breathe through my nose, you could hear, like I would end a sentence and go, it's disgusting. And every smack of the lips, every tongue clacking around in my mouth, and it amplified the room noise. So it sounded like we were in a cave, and it's just, ugh, it was awful. And I want everybody to know that I'm aware that that happened, that I'm not crazy. And I just didn't know any better. But I didn't notice it for some reason until after it was recorded. Oh. So I apologize for that. Last episode, according to Bames John in the forum, was one of the funniest episodes in a while.
What is wrong with that boy?
But it was also one of the shittiest sounding episodes in a while. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to say about that. I hate this blank drawing. I have things to go to. I just don't know which one to go to.
Yeah.
I guess... Let's see. Have you heard of Google's Project Glass?
Yes.
Did you watch this video?
I did.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Okay. Well, first of all, what is Google's Project Glass, Orion?
It's this thing where you wear these glasses and it it's kind of like you're looking... Your view consists of like some shit you'd see on like an iPad or whatnot, like message received, and it's in your view as you're looking through these glasses. Like, oh, I got a message. Or you use that technology, I forget the name, that Apple has created, where you just say, find directions to
shop. Like Siri?
Yes, Siri. Yeah. And it just pops up on your on these glasses, and it's crystal clear for you.
Yeah, it's like these, they're like augmented reality goggles. Yes, so there's like a heads up display. So you're walking around seeing everything like normal, but you also see these icons and messages and stuff. It's very, very sci-fi, very futuristic.
Yes, I dig it.
I dig it kind of in theory, but there's a couple problems with it. One is that, well, first of all, this isn't even a thing. Like, this is just them talking about shit. Yeah. That's
all
it is.
It's like a concept, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a concept. But they did put up some concept photos. Now, at first, I didn't see these. I had only seen the video, which I'll get to in a minute. But I was thinking about it while watching the video. The video is all first-person perspective, so it's showing you what it would look like for you if you were wearing the glasses. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, okay, so these fucking glasses are going to have a camera in them. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a microphone in them. They're going to have some kind of projection system or screen, of, you know, some kind of display system in them. Mm-hmm. They're going to have whatever hardware needs to be in there to transmit and receive signals. They're going to have like everything a cell phone has in it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to be glasses that you wear on your fucking face all the time.
Fashionable to some sense.
So I'm thinking this is going to look like you're wearing a fucking virtual reality headset from the 90s. It's going to be like wearing a virtual boy around all day. That's what this is going to be like. Now, admittedly, I'm not, you know, I don't work in the field, so there's probably things I don't know about, but I can't think of a good way to put something on your face that's essentially glasses, where like it's just a lens, and to have pictures show up that you can see.
Yeah, that just,
because they're so fucking close to your eyeball.
Yeah, there's just no way.
It would just be this crazy blur that's just in your way all the time, and you wouldn't be able to tell what the hell it was. Now, there may be some way to do that, but I imagine that would involve an apparatus that goes around the front of your face and like focuses the light right so that it's focused in your eye, and you wouldn't be able to see through it, or else it would have to have little holes in it, and it's like wearing goggles on the front of your face. But I hadn't seen their concept pictures, which they have like a prop. Have you seen it? It doesn't do anything, but they have this prop that they took photos of to show you what it might look like.
Oh, I see.
And it's it looks kind of like a pair of glasses, but it only has one lens, and it's this tiny little little rectangle of plastic or glass that goes over just one eye, and there's like a branch that comes off of it that's probably supposed to hold all the electronics.
Yeah.
So it's not even glasses. It's one little thing. So it's, I guess it's for people who don't wear glasses, or you could wear it under your glasses or whatever. I don't think it would work. And it looks retarded. Like it looks,
it does.
It looks kind of sci-fi futuristic, but it's like the kind of shit. Like if you ever watch a sci-fi movie sometime, like a really like really advanced sci-fi movie that's supposed to be like way in the future or whatever, and has crazy futuristic shit.
Yeah.
Look at the shit that people are wearing and wandering around in that's supposed to look futuristic, and then go, would I ever actually wear that outdoors? Yeah. The answer is almost always no. Yeah. It's always crazy shit that nobody would ever do. Whenever somebody tries to predict fashion trends in the future, it's always insane.
It is.
Nobody would ever wear these fucking things around. And if they did, they'd be like the Bluetooth douches that everybody hates. Exactly. You would see them and you would want to punch them.
And of course, they put this concept thing on a person that's just smiling away.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen those? Hey! Completely unrelated, but have you ever seen those? There's like a website that has a collection of pictures of women laughing at salad or laughing with salad.
No, I've never seen
that. Like they go to stock photo websites and look through the stock photos, and there are apparently lots of people. It's like a standard composition to get an attractive woman holding a salad laughing. Women laughing with salad. And that's what this reminds me of. It's just some woman like laughing wearing this Google Project Glass headset thing.
That's fucking great.
But anyway, so I watched the video, and part of the reason, like I've already explained, like form wise, why I think this is a crazy idea, and it's not even really worth talking about because I don't think it's not a thing.
Yeah,
it's just people being like, wouldn't it be awesome?
Yeah.
But the video, I think I'm gonna play the video now, even though we've both seen it, because the video made me hate it. Okay, so it starts out. Dude's like stretching. I don't know if he just woke up from a nap. He's sitting on his couch. A bunch of Google icons show up.
He was wearing it the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. He's wearing this all the time. another thing I noticed is that this, like I said, it's all first person, and it shows the icons only some of the time, and they seem to kind of drift down into view. And I think it's supposed to be him like looking up at them, like they're just out of his field of view most of the time. Then he like you look up, so they're not in the way, I think is what it's trying to show. I see.
Otherwise, yeah, you couldn't drive with these legally.
But imagine how ridiculous you would look. Like every once in a while, you just are staring up and to the right. and it
sir?
Doesn't explain
sir?
How are you controlling this thing?
Yeah,
like because it's showing icons and he's like scrolling through them. Is there like a wire going down into your pocket and there's like a little thing on the end of the wire that you're like with a scroll wheel like on a mouse and you're scrolling through stuff?
Yeah,
that's fucking nuts. Anyway, let's get it playing again. Showing the temperature right now. He's eating a sandwich. He just got a message.
Meet me in front of Strand Books at 2.
Okay. that's one of the things that comes up in here a lot is everything, not everything, but a lot of things seem to be voice activated.
Yeah.
Which we've gotten pretty good at.
Mm-hmm.
With Siri. Like, I guess Siri is pretty good at transcribing things that you say and stuff. But if I remember correctly, there are things in this video that to me seem like they just wouldn't work. Because you have to, in order to control something with your voice, like if you've already got it in some transcription mode, that it can just be identifying words and copying them down. But in order to control the thing with your voice, it has to recognize certain words. And I feel like he's like having a conversation with the thing later.
Yeah.
Like, for example, when he got a message and it popped up on the screen saying, hey, do you want to meet up today or whatever?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. Meet me at blah. So it's like he's just.
It would just know, yeah.
Does it just. It responds to the word yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Like it knew what the question was.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, man. Really?
Okay, so now the thing is spying on him. He just went to get on the subway and it popped up a thing saying that the subway was closed down. Now he's getting directions, petting a dog.
Sweet. Remind me to buy tickets for Monsieur Gaino tonight.
Okay. He just walked up. He saw these music flyers on a wall, and he said, sweet. This says Monsieur Gaino is the guy. I don't know if that's a real guy. Monsieur Gaino. G-A-Y-N-O. Monsieur Gaino. Sweet. Remind me to buy tickets to Monsieur Gaino later. But the thing he's wearing on his face was like, okay, yeah, I recognize sweet, remind me too. Yeah. And then it says, and it knows exactly who Monsieur Gaino is, which is a weird thing for it to be able to identify.
Yeah.
And it says live ticket sale. Like, it's already looked up tickets. Anyway, it just wouldn't fucking work.
It wouldn't be that fast, yeah.
And this guy's a fucking douche, because Monsieur Gaino is like a guy with a ukulele or something. Yeah. All right.
Where's the music section?
Okay, his thing knows where the music section is in the bookstore he's at.
Oh, yep. Yes. This is it.
Ukulele in a Day. He picked up a book called Ukulele in a Day. See, part of the reason I hate this is because the guy they chose to be like the guy who acts out his day for us to see how this thing works is a fucking hipster faggot douche. Like, I would never want to hang out with this guy. He's the worst guy. Like,
I knew that right as he was eating that sandwich. He's like, this is organic. Local.
My day is going to be so quirky. I'm going to go down to the independent bookstore, maybe pick up a book on playing the ukulele, because I'm an individual, just like everybody else on fucking YouTube. Let's meet Paul. Okay. Paul is sharing his location. Paul is 402 feet away.
Hey, dude. How's it going?
And they high-fived, and Paul is wearing a ridiculous scarf.
Hey, just a second.
Okay. Here's another. Okay. They just went to a place called Mud Truck. It's like a hot dog cart or some kind of food cart. It's like a truck that sells food out of it. And they're getting in line to like order food and pay for it. And he says, hey, just a second, to his friend. And then he stops and he like goes through his menu and stuff. And he's checking in at Mud Truck. Like, have you heard of this four square thing that people
How
do?
Faggy.
Yeah. Yes. It's the stupidest fucking thing. You're the mayor of the fucking Mud Truck. Suck a dick. Hold on a minute. I have to be a complete fucking waste of life. Wait. Hold on. Not enough people on my social networking sites hate me. So hold on. I have to become mayor of the Mud Truck. Yeah. What a fucking dick. I've got the monitor turned right now and it's hard to find the play button from over here. Play.
Cool.
Good to see you again.
Thanks, man.
Oh, there's a coffee truck. So he met up with his friend at the bookstore. He's like, hey, you want to meet up later? Yeah, let's go to the bookstore. They met at the bookstore. They went and got a cup of coffee from the Mud Truck, and then they split up. that's what they...
They got more quirky things to do, Kyle.
Hey, man, it's nice to see you. All right, bye.
So popular.
All right.
Whoa, cool. Take a photo of this.
Yeah, so now... taking pictures of street art. He saw some graffiti on a wall that he liked, so he's taking a picture of it. Hey, glasses. Take a picture of this fucking drawing of a martini.
Oh, man.
Share it to my circles. Oh, I'm running late.
And he just got a reminder to meet his girlfriend or whatever, or to call her. Oh, and that's the douchiest fucking part. He goes, music, stop. So that wasn't the soundtrack to the video. He was listening to that this whole time.
Yeah. Jesus.
This whole time he's been listening to the soundtrack to like a Cialis commercial. The entire time he's been wandering the city. On loop, I guess, because he's presumably been out for a while.
Yeah, that is pretty dumb.
Music, stop. I gotta call Jessica.
Hi, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
You want to say something cool?
Yeah, sure.
Too bad, because I don't know anything cool. So, okay, a picture of Jessica just popped up at the bottom of his vision. So I guess they're, video chatting with each other now. And he just shared his view. So, like, the camera on his glasses, she can now see what he's seeing. And he's whipping out the old ukulele. And he's standing on the top of a building, by the way.
Is that a ukulele?
Yep. Okay, here goes.
That's beautiful.
No, it's not. It's the fucking Cialis song he's been listening to this whole time. Okay, so he's standing on the roof of a building playing the ukulele for a girl. What a fucking douche.
And then he looks at the sunset.
If this is like, if this is what the world is going to be like if this thing comes out, somebody needs to assassinate the person whose idea this was. Ugh, I hate it. Yeah, that's not the way to sell me on this. I hope what this is like some secret thing. Like, this is, they're putting this out like this, but what they're trying to do is like, when you actually buy this thing and put it on your head, it will kill you. So we'll specifically advertise this to the worst fucking people so that only they buy it. I hope that's what it is.
Oh, that guy that was in that video, like as the main guy, is basically everybody that goes to the school I went to.
The art school?
Yes. That's why I never made friends. They're all like that.
This douche would not wear this prototype. He would, unless it came in like a really thick framed version.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I want to look like Rivers from Weezer, except I don't actually listen to Weezer because they're too popular.
I was wearing this before Rivers.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Project Glass. But you liked it.
I like the concept, not the video. Shit. Back off.
Would you? I don't feel like it's any. It's cool in the sense that it's futuristic. Like, it's in my field of view. But it's actually more of a pain in the ass than a cell phone.
Yeah.
Because you know it would fuck up all the time. Like, hey, take down a note.
What? Error. God,
fucking damn it. Error. So you're like pulling out the weird dongle that's in your pocket the whole time. There's always a wire going down your body. You're pulling that out and going, ah, do it fucking manually.
Yeah. I don't know how well that Siri works. I don't know.
Supposedly, from what I understand, it works pretty well.
Pretty
but
clearly.
It also depends on your particular accent and dialect. Like some people, it just has a fuck of a time understanding.
Oh, I wonder who they could be.
Project Glass. Yeah. It just seems so dumb to me because it's not a thing.
Yeah.
Like they put it out there and people are talking about how awesome it is. Oh, I can't wait to get one of these. It's not a thing. It's just a video somebody made.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And they're like, hey, would you like this if it happened? Yeah, I guess.
I swear that. Oh, that reminds me. Project Glass, I think, is like a group that develops different concepts. That's not the only one. Like, I swear I've seen another video where there were new like concepts for cell phones. Where you'd set it on like a glass table in your kitchen or living room.
And it would charge? Or
and it would just kind of transfer everything to the table. Like a screen would pop up on your table. Have you seen that
thing? Yeah.
I swear that was the same group.
Maybe. Although supposedly Project Glass is the name of this thing.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Then fuck what I'm saying.
One of the things that this reminded me of, though, is I've seen all kinds of cool... concept designs for cell phones and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, back in the day, before the DS came out, people would draw up concepts of what the next Nintendo Portable would be, and they thought it would be, like, a portable GameCube.
Yeah.
And then people would pass it around because they're idiots and they didn't read about it, and they're like, this is the next Nintendo Portable.
Yep.
It's a portable GameCube. And so they draw up these cool-looking concepts and stuff, but these are all done by artists who have no concept of engineering or actual electronics and stuff. So, like, I'd see a cell phone concept that's, like, two little pieces of plastic that when you pull them apart, there's, like, a piece of just clear acrylic in the middle.
Yeah.
And everything on the display is, like, an overlay, like a laser overlay thing. So, like, all the buttons are actually just touch buttons on the screen, and that little clear piece of plastic in the middle is the screen.
Yeah.
You can see right through it, but there's no room in the design for any kind of electronics. Like, maybe there's room for a microphone in one of the ends.
Yeah.
Like, that, of course, that's cool. It'd be awesome if I had something that just was just a clear piece of plastic and it was a cell phone.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
A pair of sneakers that fly me to the moon.
Yeah. Hey guys, have you seen this concept for anti-gravity sneakers? Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, I guess. So would all kinds of things that aren't possible.
God damn. Oh,
artists do that all the time, and then people pass the designs around
because
they look cool, but they're not possible, or they're just completely impractical.
The engineer department must hate the artist department.
Yeah.
Oh, those motherfuckers.
So that's Project Glass.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah. Another work story. I'm sorry. It's just been work, work, work.
Hey, it's all right. It's works and babies.
Yeah. But I was in my aisle today, and a coworker of mine was on vacation. He went to Florida, and I bumped into him when I punched in. I went to my aisle, and I saw him, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? How was Florida? Not like that, but we're talking.
Hey, what's going on? Hi, Florida. High five. Ooh, suck my dick.
But we're talking, and we're talking for a while because he's telling me about his trip. And all of a sudden, this old guy, this really old guy, is walking by us and stops. And he goes, what does he say? You boys won't get anything done if you just stand around talking.
What a fucking
dick. And I said, well, there's nothing to do because it's all done. And I pause and I'm staring at him and I go, you're welcome.
That's fantastic.
Get this. The guy I'm talking to goes, you meet my grandpa. It was the guy, my coworker's grandpa. I was a huge asshole to him.
That's fantastic. What happened after that?
Oh, God.
Was the grandpa mad at you?
Or? No. Well, I said, oh, I'm just kidding. Nice to meet you. Can I help? You finding everything okay? You know, all that bullshit. But God.
So you, how awkward. You diffused the situation?
Yes.
That's good, I guess.
Because, man, I had that look in my
eye. Was he being jokey when he said that? Was like, hey, you guys, you're working hard or hardly working?
I couldn't tell. And that's why, the way he said it, I took it as, sincerity, and he was being a dick. That's how I took it.
I hate that working hard or hardly working thing. Like, you're not clever. You got that from an old man, and you're an old man, so you got it from an old man a long time ago. It's so fucking working hard, hardly working. That's real.
It's always followed by a laugh.
Yeah. Because Jesus.
Just like that. Yeah.
Oh, kill yourself. Yeah.
There needs to be a good comeback for that. And if you find it, give it to me, because I get that all the time.
Suck a dick. That's the best comeback for that.
I get fired.
Hey there, boys. You working hard or hardly working? Suck a dick.
Don't have to be so rude.
Or just like laughing like way harder than you
that's
should.
That's my favorite, yeah.
Oh, man. Did you just make that up? That's insane. I've never heard anything so funny.
Hot dog. Yeah.
Hot dog. I don't think an old man would get that you were making fun of him, but that would be great. Hot dog. That's the funniest thing I've heard all week. Oh, Jesus. You want to take a break?
Sounds good.
Okay. Let's take a break, guys. Break.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
Hey, everybody, we're back from break.
Back from break, 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 break.
Did
break.
You miss us? I bet you did. Orion, I don't know if you're aware of this or not.
I don't know.
But we're in iTunes now.
Yes, I
so,
am aware.
I kept forgetting, and I think I mentioned it last week, but I kept forgetting to mention it, you know, when I do all the stuff like, hey, check out the Facebooks and the Twitters and all that crap. Well, I just checked today to see if we had any iTunes reviews.
Yeah.
I kind of thought maybe I would get like email notifications if we got reviews.
You think?
And maybe I should be, but I'm not. So I didn't know. We actually have 3 iTunes reviews.
Yes.
And because I love it when people talk nicely about me and I'm a narcissist, I would like to read them.
All right.
Because it's so exciting.
It is.
I really do. Like, even when people say really dumb shit. You know, and I end up making fun of them. Even then, I really do appreciate that anybody, like, it's pretty insane that anybody listens to us do this every week and like comes back. Like, yeah, this is now a part of my week. Like, I'm going to devote a percentage of my time, of my life, to listening to you guys talk about dicks and rape and everything.
That is insane.
It's pretty flattering and pretty cool. So I really do appreciate it whenever anybody gives us any kind of feedback. Other than you're going to burn in hell or whatever. But so we got 3 iTunes reviews. The first one is from someone named William Kelly. Hmm. And William Kelly says, wow, first one to give this show a review. Well, I just have to say that I love this show. Kyle and Orion are two very funny and somewhat twisted individuals. With many topics from the news to choose from, there is always a unique perspective of it waiting around every turn. I've been listening to this podcast for about 2 weeks now, and I can't stop laughing every time I listen. That was on March 23rd.
Aww.
Yeah. Listen to that. That is a glowing review.
Mm-hmm.
And we got 5 stars.
Oh, my God.
The next one is titled Donkey. The previous one was titled Awesome Show. The next one is titled Donkey. So I wonder if this is Christian Serpa. But the next one is titled Donkey by someone named Jay-Z Kage, or is it Jay-Z Cage? Jay-Z K-A-G-E. If it's Christian Serpa, it's probably Jay-Z Kage, because that would make it Japanese. Mm. He says, if you love drunk Bosnians, pedophilia, and the utter destruction of religious and family values, Itch Hat is the podcast that gives and gives till you're crying in the corner in the fetal position for hours. Sub now! In all caps, several exclamation points. That one was misspelled. like several words in there. Bosnians was spelled right, surprisingly enough. Wow. But several other words in there were misspelled, like values, fetal. F-E-I-D-A-L.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Spelled fetal position. But I appreciate it. It was very, very nice. Yes. And another 5-star review.
Oh, my God. And it's out of 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't know.
5 out of 5?
It's 5 out of 20.
Hey,
but hey, you know what? 5 is pretty good. And then there's one more by our pal, Inverted Blade, Eris Cousin's little sister. Which actually makes even less sense when I say it's Eris Cousin's little sister. Eris Cousins sometimes goes by Dick Blade Battle or Phallus Knife Fight. So when I read the name Inverted Blade, and I thought of a vagina, because if a dick is a blade, then an inverted blade would be a vagina.
Yes.
Anyway, I think it's a man, and it's not even a girl. The review is titled "One of the Best."
Oh my God!
It's another 5-star review. It says there are not enough good words to describe Itch Hat. Kyle and Orion have a great dynamic that beat every major podcast you've heard of. This is definitely one of my favorite podcasts.
Aww.
Oh, right?
What episode are they listening to?
I don't know. I don't know.
Jesus.
Everything you guys have just said is a lie, but it's the sweetest lie I've ever heard, and I really, really do appreciate it. So keep those reviews coming,
and
keep lying to me to make me feel better about myself. I really do appreciate that. Would you like to get into more user submitted stuff?
Of course.
Because the last show ended up getting cut short because I'm a pussy, we missed some stuff from last week.
So Kyle,
we'll do
had
that
an
too.
Aneurysm.
Yeah, I had an aneurysm. Yep. Where would you like to start? Spin the old wheel of Orion.
Facebook.
Okay. Well, I'll start with last week's stuff there. Yeah. And the first thing on the Facebook from last week is, why is Orion so damn beautiful?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was Marshall Ruddock.
That motherfucker.
Orion, why are you so damn beautiful?
Oh, I don't know. Next question.
It's the eyes. Yeah. It's the big cartoon eyes.
When I wear my blue shirt, my blue plugs, I am beautiful. But
when you wear the black plugs, you're the scourge of old men.
Yep.
The next thing is Scott Villarol. Posted a YouTube video of the Sticky Buddy dub, which is like this infomercial, like late night commercial kind of thing for this thing called the Sticky Buddy, which is like a kind of like a lint roller.
Yeah.
And somebody dubbed over it with funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it is funny. I did watch it and I did enjoy it. But it's one of those things where, like, if I played it on the show, it'd be like,
yeah.
It wasn't that funny.
It has to be audio and visual. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't even need, it's not that it needs the video, but like the whole, like, it is a joke.
Yeah.
It's like, here, let me play a joke somebody else told.
just play it, pause every once in a while, and we'll just laugh.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
I'm going to pause it right here.
That part was pretty funny.
Moving on.
Then our roommate John says, what do you feel are Itch Hat's strengths and weaknesses? Which is a good question.
Ooh,
sort of a
strengths, I would say.
Strengths I was having a harder time with. I was thinking about this earlier.
We get silly and we take it to levels that a lot of people don't do. And a lot of people try to do, you know, when you get silly and you're just talking about random silly shit and you just keep branching off and, you know, your mind gets sidetracked. You're talking about this and you keep going. And we tend to, every once in a while, it's rare, but we take it to levels that are quite entertaining.
Sure. Throwing horses in volcanoes. Still yes. One of my favorites.
Fuck yes.
I would say that, strengths-wise, I would say that Orion and I are both fairly creative and funny people by nature. And I think that that's a strength because there are much funnier and more creative people out there. But there are also, it seems to me, that most normal people, for lack of a better word, are just not either of those things. And I was talking to roommate John the other day about this kind of, and we were talking about how there, it seems like there are some people who just, like, if you come up with anything creative at all, they're just blown away and they don't understand it. Like, where did that come from?
Yeah.
Like, he was talking about, he was in some meeting or something, and he started laughing because he was, there's more to the story than this, but I don't want to get into it too much. But basically, he was picturing an alligator with a giant boner. And he was trying really hard not to laugh because he was thinking of an alligator, like a cartoon alligator with a giant boner. And even if you don't think that's funny, like, there are some people who would hear you say that and not understand how you ever even thought of such a thing. Like, did you see that? Was it in the, was that on like a TV show or something?
Was it in the room?
Was it in the room with you? Like, where's this alligator? How did I miss the alligator in the room with the giant boner? No, it wasn't a real thing. I just like made it up. You what? You did what? There are people who really, it seems like that's the way it is.
Yeah, they're like missing that part of the brain.
Yeah. Ugh. So I feel like that's a strength. Yeah. I have trouble though. I think part of the reason I have trouble talking about strengths is that it feels like bragging.
Yeah.
Like I can't think of anything I could say that doesn't sound like I think I'm so cool, you know? I do think, and again, I feel weird saying this because it seems full of myself or whatever, and I'm really not. I kind of hate myself. But I think that that we're smarter than average, which in my head always doesn't seem like as much of a brag as it might sound like, because I think average is really fucking dumb.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think we're smarter than average, and I think that helps. Like, I think some people are too dumb to know that they're not good at something.
Yeah.
So there are, like, I've heard podcasts out there that are just terrible. Like, there's no content, and the way the person talks is retarded.
They even sound dumb.
They just sound dumb. And it's like they're too dumb to know how dumb they sound. So I think that's, I don't know. I can't really think of many strengths.
I'm glad you said that, because I'd never say that.
I'm way better at thinking of weaknesses, though. Yeah.
I know one.
Okay.
Me.
Oh.
Jesus, speaking of, I like how you included me into that. We are smarter than average.
Okay.
I'm not that smart, Kyle.
I
think people know that.
I hope way back when we did the Orion Explains It All thing,
oh, fuck,
that you didn't think that I wanted to do that because I thought you were dumb.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
I don't think you're dumb. If I really did think you were dumb, we wouldn't hang out.
That's true, yeah.
But there, I've explained this before, but like with the Orion Explains It All thing in particular, there are just weird gaps in your knowledge.
I know.
And that's kind of what inspired it. Like, a song will come on the radio or whatever, and you will say you've never heard it before, and it just blows my mind. Like, I don't feel like you could exist at the same time as I did and not eventually hear that. But, you know, I don't think you're dumb.
I've been been laying awake at night trying to think of a way to convince the listeners to understand that I'm really not as, I don't know, airheaded. How can I convince you that I'm actually
We should ask them, because I don't think you come across as airheaded, but maybe you do.
I think I do.
Listeners, does Orion come across as airheaded to you? When you hear Orion talk to you, does he seem like an airhead?
Yeah, he's kind of empty up there. He kind of makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah, now that you mention it.
I say the word super like, oh, this super wide toilet. I could have just said.
Why did you use that as an example?
I could have just said a very wide toilet.
I super is a better. If it's every like other word that you say, then it's just like any other word that you use as a crutch, you know, that you say too much.
Bugs me to no end.
But super is a better adjective than very.
Yeah, but when other people say it, I fucking hate it.
Really?
It sounds California to me, like some dumb fuck surfer guy. I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, that I think if I wasn't so nervous sometimes when I'm doing the show, because you got it. You can't just fucking talk, man. It takes a little bit more than that. I think if the day comes where I'm not worried about, oh, is Ryan going to fuck this one up again? You know, somehow just being dumb and airheaded.
No.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think one of the weaknesses of Itchat is, I think a lot of the weaknesses are me. most of the things that I'm thinking of are pretty specific to me, or at least they were in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I think I do get probably more than you realize listening to the show. I do get pretty down about some of this stuff. Like, I talk about it and stuff, but like, listeners have never heard the breaks, especially a while ago, not so much recently, but like during the breaks, me acting like this was the worst fucking thing we've ever done. I'm so frustrated. I can't believe how terrible this is going.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy for me to feel like that. Like we're just doing a terrible job.
Yeah.
And I try to soldier through it. But, another weakness in kind of the same vein is that, I just lost my train of thought. That's another weakness. Yeah. I do that all the time. I constantly forget what I was saying. But, well, I'll move on to a different weakness, I guess. Another weakness is, oh, I remember what it was. I can't just decide that I'm in the mood to do it.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes, I think most of the time it works out okay, but like there are days when I'm pumped to do the show and I'm ready and it turns out great. And then there are other days when I absolutely, if it wasn't scheduled, I wouldn't do it. Like, if you weren't coming over, if I was doing this completely by myself, I just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And we end up doing it anyway, and it usually goes okay. But that's kind of a weakness, too, because if I could just turn it on, you know, some people are just on all the time. I think the weird depression bouts that I talk about sometimes are kind of a weakness. I think my throat whistles are a weakness. The weird sounds that happen every once in a while when I inhale, which have already happened a few times in this episode. I inhale and it goes, but there's like a whine, like, and it's just gross. And I can't believe, like, I bring it up. Maybe that's why people don't complain about it, because they're like, he knows.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's not bothering people or if they just like us enough to put up with it.
Yeah.
But it's gross.
They get over it pretty quick.
Yeah. Laziness is a weakness. I'm fucking lazy. Super fucking lazy. Like the website looks like shit. And it's looked like shit for a long time. And I've thought that it looks like shit for a long time. And I started putting together a new website layout at one point, and I had it basically done, except that there was a little weird inconsistency between browsers. Like I was testing it in different browsers and the spacing between different elements was wrong in Internet Explorer.
It would change, yeah.
Which only retards use Internet Explorer anyway, and that was the only browser it looked wrong in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to fix it, come up with a workaround that would make it look right in all browsers, and I couldn't, and then I gave up, and I just never touched it again. And I keep telling myself that I'm going to redo the website and fix all these things. There's lots of broken things. Like the last time I upgraded WordPress, this plugin I had that put flash players in things, not the ones, there's a different plugin that puts the flash player in the post for the episodes.
Yeah.
But then I had another program that used the same flash player, but it would allow you to just put it wherever. And I made the promos page and there was a flash player for each one. Well, it's gone now. Cause when I updated the version of WordPress we had, it broke it and I never bothered to fix it.
Fucking WordPress, man.
I just never bothered.
Jesus.
Stickers.
Yeah, sorry. Jesus.
Whenever people ask for stickers, they go out way late.
Oh, yeah.
In fact,
shit.
The ones that I said a while ago that I was just, I sat down, I had an envelope, I was ready to write down the address, and there was no address. Yeah. Well, that person sent me their address, and another person sent in an address, yeah. and I still haven't sent those.
Man.
I'm just fucking lazy and forgetful.
Yeah.
So I either forget to do it or I'm like, I'll do it later.
That's a weakness. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I'm a huge procrastinator. I think to a certain extent, incompetence is a weakness. Like there are some things I just don't know how to do. Like I tried to get the show in iTunes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't work. And I still don't know why it wouldn't work.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
But like there was something wrong with our feed and I'm looking at the RSS feed and it might as well be ones and zeros. I don't fucking know. Like
yeah.
if I'd spent the time to learn about it, which goes back to my laziness, I could probably understand it and I might have been able to figure it out. But yeah, I don't know what we're doing with the audio hardware. Like last week, the show sounded like shit because I was experimenting with the audio hardware. And I think it could sound better than it does, but I can't figure out how to make it sound better.
Yeah. I definitely want to hear what people think our strengths and weaknesses are, because you know, we have ideas in our head what our weaknesses are, but it'd be nice to hear from the listeners if they think, you guys could, you know, not do this or such and such.
Yeah.
And it would help build a better show.
I think sometimes lack of confidence is a weakness, which, again, if you're just a listener, like you don't know us personally, that might sound strange.
Yeah.
Because I think when it's just the two of us talking, we speak fairly authoritatively sometimes on things. And so it might sound like we're more confident than I am, at least.
Yeah.
Lack of confidence keeps me from talking about certain things. I've talked about it before on, I'll hear something, it's like a major news item mm-hmm. and I'll hear it talked about on a couple other podcasts and I'll just decide we're not going to talk about that then.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be influenced by that. And I feel like they've said it and I feel like I don't have anything else to say about it that they haven't already said.
Exactly.
And I don't want to repeat what they said. Whereas if I were a more confident guy, maybe I would just go for it.
Yeah.
I'd feel like I would be able to come up with new stuff, whatever. Can you think of any other weaknesses? I just rattled off a whole bunch and they were all about me.
That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. So I am the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Well then on to the next thing. Eris Cousins says it's the 21st goddamn century and cars are still fucking complicated as shit. I know Kyle's brought up tires being glorified balloons before, but Jesus Christ. Computers have gone from taking up entire rooms to being able to fit in your pocket. Why the hell do I have to remove the fucking engine in a Ford just to get the goddamn starter out? Yeah. Do you know how small the starter is compared to the engine? Fuck fucking cars. I agree. I think it's a combination of things. Were you about to say something?
No. Forget it. Shit. I was going to say I totally understand what he's saying, because I drive a Ford van and we had to take the engine out to get to a certain part. Oh, what the fuck?
Anyway. I think part of it is just that, you know, everything has to go somewhere. You can't make everything easily accessible, because if you did, you'd have a massive fucking car.
Yeah.
If everything was on the outside, then it'd be huge. But I also think that part of the reason cars aren't better than they are is... And this sounds a little conspiracy theory-y to me.
Yeah, I know what you're going
to say. Planned obsolescence, you know, like they build them to break.
Exactly.
Which, whenever I hear somebody talk about planned obsolescence, cars are like one of the first things they bring up.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of makes sense. You don't want somebody to buy a car and never have to buy another one.
Yeah.
Ever. You'd be out of business.
That would fuck the economy up.
You would only ever sell cars when people turned 16.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to sell them for as much money, I don't think.
But people are fucking like crazy. I mean, they'd make some money.
Yeah, they would make some money, but not what they need to make. But I think that's part of it. And I think they're just not really trying that hard. Like anytime I hear about new features in a car, it's never like, aside from like hybrids and electric cars, it's never like a basic mechanic. It's always like, this one has crazy new GPS. This one has a DVD player in the headrest. This one has, I don't know, OnStar. And it's always stuff like that. It's never...
This one wipes your ass.
Yeah. Heated seats.
Yep. Yep.
I never hear about like, now we've made a car that won't break down or anything even close to that.
The only step that's been taken with the really expensive cars is like the car will tell you when something's low. Like, well, I think they've always done that.
Well, the like oil lights and stuff.
But little more obvious. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like oil's low. Like there's.
Well, they have like digital readouts and stuff now. Yes, that can actually give everything. You messages instead yeah. of just saying something might be wrong.
Yeah,
that's another thing. Like I think like they have some kind of like repair. Like they're in the repair business too,
yeah.
kind of, and they want to be able to sell you parts and stuff. And
oh yeah,
they want you to have to. Bring your car to a certified whatever mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you could just get in there and take the starter out yourself without being like a crazy gearhead, then that would be them missing out on a little bit. You'd still have to buy the part, but mechanics and stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I get, cars suck. Oh, I hate yeah. cars. I really do really do. But there's in most places you can't really get by without them.
Yeah.
Then I'm Kilo says. Reminds me of this old joke that was forwarded around in email before there was a thing like Facebook. And then he posted a link to this fucking thing. What it would be like if Microsoft made cars. And he said it was forwarded around in email. And it reads like something forwarded around in email. It is the corniest thing. And the whole like Mac versus PC thing, because it mentions Macs in there too.
Yeah.
If Mac made a car. And it pokes fun at Mac too. It says like if Mac made a car, it would be way better than a Windows car, a Microsoft car, but it wouldn't run on like 90% of the roads or something like that. But the whole Mac versus PC thing has always been kind of dumb to me.
Yeah.
Like they both have their pros and cons. And like one of the podcasts I listened to, Red Bar Radio,
mm-hmm.
the guy had to buy a PC recently.
Yeah.
Because he normally uses a Mac for everything, but he had to buy a PC because he was setting up this multiple camera thing for when he streams live, and there was no way to do it on a Mac.
Yeah.
And he's been complaining a lot about PCs and how he thinks he thinks they're terrible and nobody should have them and everybody should get a Mac and people who like PCs are terrible and whatever. And a lot of the points he makes, I agree with.
Yeah,
it's just
if you have specific points, you know,
it's just the conclusion he comes
yeah.
to that they're terrible and that they're no good and that everybody should have a Mac.
Yeah, fuck your loyalties.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what's weird to me is the brand loyalty.
Oh, like, yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Just if it does what you want it to do, great.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for last week on the Facebook. So this week on the Facebook, we got one comment from roommate John. He says, would sex with Fiona Apple be worth the danger? I assume she brings a knife to bed. Still worth it to me, but what does Itch Hat think?
Oh, man.
Do you want to bone Fiona Apple?
Yes.
I haven't seen her in a long time. I think we talked about her once a long time ago, because I think I remember talking about the video for Criminal.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the only thing I know her from.
I've looked her up, not recently, but
let me look her up.
Still looks hot. It's been a while, but
Apple. When the Criminal video came out, which, like I said, is the only thing I knew her from, it kind of grossed me out. Like it seemed like somebody dying of a drug overdose. The whole video felt like that to me. Like she seemed dirty and gross, and I don't know.
I didn't even care.
Mm. Like that didn't turn me on at all. She's kind of pretty, but.
She's like dangerously pretty. She just looks dangerous. I don't know. Yeah. Something about her. Like she's like a bad girl. You don't really see bad girls, you know, like
the bad girl thing doesn't really do much for me, I don't think. Not that it turns me off, just
I think it helps with
I'm not like cuz okay, here's the thing. Like cuz the bad girl thing seems yeah. hot to people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's dirty, sexy, and she would want to throw me around and mm-hmm. stuff, and like it'd be awesome sex. But could you imagine hanging out with her the rest of the time?
That's the thing, though.
Like, let's watch a fucking movie. I'm too busy being a badass bitch, like hating
That's
things
great,
and
though.
Like being bitchy. I don't have time to watch The Hangover 2.
It's all sex, and then it's that much easier to move on, you know?
Oh, so you would bone her as like a one night stand?
Yeah.
Dangerous. I see. Okay. But then you would get, like, knife AIDS, because she carries a knife covered in AIDS.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fiona Apple doesn't really do anything for me, and I can't, and she's been tainted by her Criminal video. Like, I just, ugh, it feels like, it would feel like a sex crime to me or something. Like, she seemed like that video, she seemed like she was about to pass out the whole time. I don't know.
Oh, God. That's why it was hot. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, right. Someday this is going to be used in a criminal case. This show. They're just going to play clips from this show as a like character examples. Okay, so should we move on to the Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. The Twitter is a bit more complicated in terms of finding the relevant posts, so I actually wrote down little keywords to make sure I don't miss any. The first one from last week was Sean Ryan of Method to Madness and Sometimes Whiskey Thursday and Always Alpha Counter. Do less podcasts. It's getting too difficult to explain to people who you are. He says it's getting to be con season. Ever been to any kind of convention? If you had to attend one in costume, what con and what costume? Have you ever been to any kind of convention?
I haven't, but I'd like to. Yeah, they seem cool.
I went to, when I was a kid, I went to some comic book convention. It wasn't Comic-Con, I don't think, unless there was like a weird Michigan branch of Comic-Con. But some comic book convention in Novi, Michigan.
Yeah.
With my dad. And my dad bought this giant trunk with like Spawn artwork all over it. And he got, the funniest thing to me was he got the autograph. So the comic book Spawn, Todd McFarlane's Spawn.
Yeah.
Apparently Al Simmons, one of the characters, is that the name of Spawn?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Al Simmons was named after Todd McFarlane's college roommate, Al Simmons, who was a black guy, which I guess is why Spawn is a black guy.
I didn't know that. Fun fact.
Well, Al Simmons was at this comic book convention. He did nothing. It's just his name.
Sweet.
But he was there signing autographs, and my dad got this trunk autographed by Al Simmons.
That poor fuck.
And I don't remember much else about that convention, but I did go to that. So I have been to a comic book convention, and I went to a convention a few years ago in Kentucky called Wonderfest.
Wonderfest.
It was... kind of a model convention, like a scale model convention. Not exactly, though. I mean, there's more to it than that. Like props and models and people
cool.
doing like busts of famous people and costumes.
Yeah.
And just basically general nerdery convention. And it felt to me like most of it was people selling shit. But I did spend a little time in like, I guess it's a panel, but... It felt more like a class to me where we sat down and listened to this guy talk about how to paint a silicone bust with an airbrush.
Yeah.
And there was like a model competition where they would give you a bunch of random parts out of different model kits and certain little plastic found objects and stuff and give you a certain amount of time to put it together into something just to make something
cool.
up.
Man.
I thought that was kind of cool. I didn't participate. I bought a few things and wandered around. It was fun.
Yeah.
I
dig them.
It was interesting. It was kind of cool.
Or I could. I've never been. If I had to go, I'd go to Comic-Con for sure.
A lot of that stuff, though, just the like at the model convention, it's somebody's thing, but it's not mine. Like there was this one guy who had a table just covered in boxes. They looked like retro model kits, old model kits from like the 70s. And my dad got super excited because he had this one. That was like James Bond's car from one of the James Bond movies.
Yeah.
And my dad was going to buy it. And I had to explain to my dad, because somehow he missed it, that was not actually a model kit. It was just a reproduction of the box. So there was a guy selling reproduction cardboard boxes.
What a douche.
That's all his table was. But I would never buy a reproduction cardboard box for a model kit.
Yeah.
But there are people who would because they somehow acquired the model and don't have the box anymore.
I see.
Or whatever. There are people who would do that because they're like collectors. But yeah, that kind of stuff's just weird to me.
Yeah.
But those are the only conventions I've ever been to. If I was going to go to one, like last year, I was thinking about going to San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that I wasn't able to make that work. But I would like to go to San Diego Comic-Con once.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would go back, most likely. I have a feeling I would have a good time, but it wouldn't really be my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it is like Comic-Con, it is the Comic-Con, and I've never been, and like it's the biggest convention that I can think of off the top of my head. I would like to go to that sometime.
That'd be sweet. Yes.
Lots of crazy shit goes down there. Lots of celebrity panels and things. And cosplaying, though, if you were going to go in costume.
Yeah, I wouldn't. The first thing that popped in my head was I'd somehow find a way to fit like a virtual reality helmet on my face so that I could still see and walk around. And this popped into my head. Forgive me. But I'm wearing that. I'm wearing a winter coat and no pants. And
okay.
That's it.
That's not really a costume.
Yeah, I know. What are you?
Being a creep. I'm a creep.
Creeping. Yeah. What would I go as? I don't know, man.
I think he means like a character.
Yeah, I absolutely understand that. Shit. Yeah, that's a heavy question. I don't know, man. That's just, it would take me too long to think of something.
Okay.
I don't know.
I think I would almost definitely never go to a convention in a costume.
Yeah.
But if I was going to, I would probably go to one of the various gaming conventions, maybe PAX or maybe MAGFest, which is like this music and gaming festival, which I've heard is pretty cool. Maybe I would go to one of those and it would look ridiculous, at least the way I am now. I don't think it would make a good version of this character, but maybe if I got in really good shape, I could pull it off. But if I had to dress as a character, I think it'd be cool to dress as Solid Snake from the Metal Gear Solid games.
Yeah.
Just mostly because I think his sneaking suits were really cool looking. Yeah. I think they're really cool designs. And he's a character I like.
That'd be badass.
It's not really a very entertaining answer. but that I guess is what I would do. But while we're on the subject of conventions, I have a couple other convention related things, surprisingly enough. One, really quickly, John Paul of Whiskey Thursday recently went to an anime convention, anime something.
Yeah.
And while he was there, he did a couple of panels. One was like, I don't really know what the fuck it was about. Some weird anime thing where they would put up pictures and then try to explain what they were. I don't really know what that was about, but I listened to
it.
Anyway, he recorded the two panels he did.
Oh, shit.
He put them on his website. And so I listened to them. Like I said, I didn't fully understand that first one, but the other one was about podcasting.
Nice.
And the reason I bring it up is because he mentioned us.
No shit.
So somewhere at an anime convention, there were a bunch of people sitting around and they heard about us.
That's fucking great.
Now, it's not quite as cool as it sounds because the reason he brought us up was because he was talking about how we didn't know how to get into iTunes. So he was basically saying we were dummies. But
these
still,
fucking retards.
But still, it's kind of amazing to me to think that like all these people are at this anime convention and they had to hear about us.
Yeah. I bet not one fuck checked out.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. He said there's this podcast I listen to called I Just Had a Terrible Thought and I helped them get into iTunes and that was about it. Still.
Should have said Itch Hat. God damn it. Because they'll get home. I just had a terrible thing.
If he said Itch Hat, they wouldn't know how to spell it.
Yeah. That's true.
Unless he spelled it out. Like, it wasn't a promotion thing. It was kind of nice. And I noticed.
All right. I shouldn't be such a
noticed. Yeah. I'm always listening, John Paul. You can't escape me. And then the other convention thing that I wanted to talk about, we got a donation.
Oh.
It was $33.
Holy shit.
And it was from I'm Kilo.
Oh, man. Did he want you to mention that?
A couple of weeks ago or something, we were talking about donations, and you said something like, what if the person wanted us to say at the beginning and end of every episode and throughout the episode how great they are and awesome and stuff?
Fuck.
And I said, hey, if they paid us every episode, I'd be glad to. And you said you'd be glad to do it regardless, even if they only donated once.
Yeah.
Now, I'm Kilo heard this and saw it as an opportunity.
Damn it.
He said, I'm gonna take advantage of this shit.
I knew of all people it'd be him.
Now, he didn't pay us to talk about how awesome he is. What he did pay us to do is advertise something for him.
All right.
Which, you know, fair enough. That's the old entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes.
He says, on the show, could you mention, I'm Kilo paid us to mention people starting podcasts might want to check for a PodCamp conference in their area. And if it's Phoenix, Arizona, techphx.com is in November. And then in parentheses, he wrote, PodCamps are conferences aimed at helping podcasters / bloggers / videographers, etc. spread their ideas.
I see.
He says, feel free to divulge the amount or not, or to email any follow-up questions. I haven't listened to the latest episode just yet. Still catching up. Also, feel free to say, I'm Kilo, wanted me to say something, but screw that. Love the show. Now, I don't think he intended me to read all of that, but he did want me to read the part about the PodCamp conference, and if it's in Phoenix, Arizona, techphx.com is in November.
Interesting.
So there used to be this convention called Podcast Expo.
And yeah.
I think it changed to the Portable Media Expo, and I don't even know if it's still going on at all.
Yeah.
But like early on in podcasting, when it was all amateurs and they were all super excited about it and they were throwing around new media all the time. Mm-hmm. They were saying new media.
Yeah.
There was this podcast expo and all these podcasters would go and everybody was so excited because it felt like they were starting something new.
Yeah.
But I guess it petered out because like, what do you do with a podcast expo? Eventually, like all it is podcasters showing up to promote their shit. So to a certain extent, maybe you've got a panel here and there where somebody is explaining certain technical aspects and that would be neat. But I was looking at like the schedule for this podcast expo that he's talking about, this podcast convention, PodCamp Arizona. And there's some of it seems like it would be interesting, but some of it seems dumb. There are all these, I don't know if they're panels or what they are, but like lessons from a 7-year podcasting veteran. That just sounds like Jesus. Masturbation to me.
Fuck.
Listen to me. I've been doing it forever. What is Geeks on a Plane? I don't know, but I wouldn't go there to find out.
Jesus.
Using other people's words to become an online authority? That sounds shady and underhanded to me.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And so much of this seems so businessy that it seems kind of sinister to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we're all just here to make money. I mean, it's great if you can make, I mean, every week I tell you to donate. If you can make money doing it, that's awesome because it's awesome to be able to make money doing something you love doing. But if that's like the reason you're doing it, like if this is some marketing thing for you, it's kind of gross.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the stuff seems like it might be kind of technical stuff, which I think is actually the most useful thing to get together and talk about, because who knows, like if it's weird to me to talk about like the best way to promote your show is to do these things on Facebook or whatever, but to say like this is the best, these are your options for audio equipment, these are your options for RSS feed generation and how it works. Maybe a class on how RSS feeds are formatted and how they work, how you could put one together manually if you wanted to. Stuff like that.
Yeah, setups and what works, what doesn't.
Finding hosting and what kind of hosting you need.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That kind of stuff is what people need to know. It's the only kind of stuff I would go there to learn.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're into podcasting, check out PodCamps. And specifically, if you're in Arizona, check out, clicked away, techphx.com. So I don't mind doing that for people. If you want us to mention something or advertise something for you, you pay us, I'll definitely do it.
Yeah, if you pay us.
If you pay us, I'll do it. I won't say no. I mean, you could be like, hey, I made a website about how you're a faggot and how I hate you and nobody should listen to your show. Could you advertise it for me? Here's $33. I would do it.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
So... just don't expect necessarily that I'll be like, it's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
That's okay. So where were we on Twitter? The next thing is Dolphin Hands Tiger says ways to fuck around with the mentally disabled.
Ooh.
This kind of question sometimes is just too, I don't know. It's like ways to throw pennies. Throw pennies. That's the best way I've ever seen. Throw pennies.
Every time I see a downy at my place of employment, the Down syndrome kids, they always look like they're flicking boogers. All of them.
They probably are.
If they're male. And I don't know. They're just sitting there like staring at the ground, flicking my finger.
They probably have a lot of boogers on their fingers.
Probably. But so. It'd be fun to stand in front of them and act like you're catching it. And they smile and you punch them in the face. Ooh, that wouldn't be fucking with them, but
you could punch them.
Yeah. Right.
Bam,
right in the gut.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's where they're most
take
vulnerable.
That Tardo.
Not the good.
Feed them chocolate laxatives.
Oh fuck yes.
Take a piece of chalk,
yeah,
like colored chalk, maybe a few different colors, and then cut them into little slices,
mm-hmm.
and then tell them they're sweet tarts. and give them to him and watch him eat them.
Oh, God.
Mm. These are good. Mm.
Tell him you hit a bunch of Easter eggs, even though it's not Easter.
Mm.
Go find them.
Teach him about religion and tell him it's real.
Seriously?
And then on their deathbed, tell him you were lying.
Fuck yeah. That's great.
I don't know. Ways to fuck with the mentally disabled. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, there are a million ways, and most of them are just lying to them.
Yeah, basically.
So that's lie the to them.
Yes.
All the time about everything. Tell them things that are clearly not real are real. Tell them things that are real are not real.
Oh, lie to them about what they're capable of. Yeah.
Tell them there's no such thing as lawnmowers. So then they get in fights with people every time lawnmowers come up.
God damn.
Tell them a certain kind of food is poison.
Oh man, that could be dangerous. Chocolate, I don't know.
Chocolate cake is poisonous.
Yeah.
Don't ever, I don't care if you see somebody else doing it. Some people just like to hurt themselves. Chocolate cake is poisonous. Do not eat it. And then they're terrified of chocolate cake.
They go to the buffet.
They shit themselves every time they go to a birthday party. Not that they wouldn't do that anyway, but okay. The next thing is, I'm Kilo, I think, says, can't remember if I asked this already. It seems silly to talk about politics with people that don't vote. Agree? Related. You vote? So he's asking us two questions. Is it silly to talk about politics with people that don't vote? And do we vote?
I think so. And no.
I think maybe that's oversimplifying it, saying it seems silly to talk about politics with people that don't vote. But I think if the reason they don't vote is because they're not particularly interested in politics, because some people actually care a lot about politics, but they don't vote because they think they're like a conscientious objector or something, like, I'm not going to participate in a system that oppresses me or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
If you want to talk politics with somebody who doesn't, like, I don't vote.
Yeah.
If you want to talk politics with me, you can try, but depending on what it is you want to talk about, and politics is a weird thing. Like, what does politics even really mean?
Yeah.
What is politics?
Who knows what is truth? And that's what I don't get. Like,
okay, now you're getting weird philosophical.
I don't know.
Who knows what is truth?
All these fucks are just lying to, you know, it's all politics. They're lying to, and they're all full of shit.
I just don't know technically what politics means. Like, legislation.
Yeah.
That's politics.
Yeah.
But, like, race relations. Is that politics?
It could be, yeah. It's too broad.
Whether I vote or not, I think gays should be allowed to be married. If I start talking about that, am I talking politics? I don't know. Like, I think there are a lot of things that could potentially be considered politics that I will still talk about.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think it's silly to talk about politics with people that don't vote, but if they don't vote, there's probably a bigger chance that they don't care about a lot of the politics shit you might want to talk about. I wouldn't really want to have a discussion with you about Rick Santorum, unless it's to make fun of him because he did something ridiculous, exactly. But like, I don't really want to talk about policies and shit.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
So that's my answer. I don't vote and I don't know. It depends. What's next? So many things on the Twitter that are
so
not this.
Twitter.
Yeah. So much stuff in the way. Oh, this wasn't actually directed at us, but, let me see. John Paul from Whiskey Thursday says, looks like my final project in Intro to Radio can be a 20-minute radio drama. And then, he said that, and then Sean Ryan from Method of Madness and whatever said, I'd be happy to audition. Then he said, John Paul said, I was actually thinking of asking you, and then he named a bunch of people, and I'm sure I can find room for, and then Ryan, the spider mouth guy. And then Sean Ryan says, sweet, email me the details. Heh, maybe try to hook in Idge Hat, meaning I guess me or us, depending on what he meant. And then John Paul said, good point. So I might be involved in a radio drama. That could be interesting. Yeah. I'd do it.
Fuck yeah. Sure. Why not?
And depending if you, would you do it if he wanted you to do it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So we'd have to do our parts on a podcast night probably, but
I'd do it.
Yeah. We'd be open to it.
Yeah. Let's do this.
And then back to the stuff that's actually directed at us. Sean Ryan, again, this is from this week now, says, there's my tweet from last week, which we talked about. Also, peanuts, salted, honey roasted, chocolate dipped, or get the fuck out of my trail mix. What do you think?
Honey roasted. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think...
honey motherfucking roasted.
Salted and honey roasted are both good, and I think it depends on my mood, but honey roasted is probably favorite. Chocolate dipped, I like peanut M&Ms,
yeah,
but the chocolate completely overpowers the peanut. Like, if I want peanuts, mm-hmm, I'm not going to get them chocolate dipped.
Yeah.
But get the fuck out of my trail mix. Actually, in trail mix, peanuts are one of the things that I like.
Oh, yeah.
It depends on your trail mix, like...
there's so what many you put in it, kinds.
But like I've had trail mix where there's like peanuts, pretzels, maybe like Chex or something in there, some kind of cereal.
Sometimes they have dried cranberries, sesame seeds.
Maybe chocolate chips or M&Ms.
Yeah.
But yeah, raisins and like craisins, they're cranberry raisins and shit. That's the stuff that I hate. Or like pieces of dried fruit.
Oh yeah, dried bananas.
Yeah. The dried bananas, I don't really mind. I think I'm one of the few people I know who likes those. The banana chips, like you get them in that big plastic tub at the grocery store. I used to eat those as a kid all the time, and they'd basically be all mine because nobody else wanted them.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of like those.
Oh my God, I'll have to try them. They just look good.
Well, a lot of people, do you like banana stuff?
I like banana bread, bananas.
Banana bread almost doesn't count.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like a lot of people don't like banana flavored things. And while technically banana chips are still bananas, so it's not a banana flavored thing, I feel like it might fall into the same category for people. Like people don't like the banana runts.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah. I like the banana runts. Banana
flavoring can fuck off.
I like it.
Oh, Jesus, you are horrible.
Well, whatevs.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I think my favorite runts are the orange ones.
I was going to say, if you said banana.
No, the orange ones I think are my favorite. Although the banana might be my second favorite. Oh, I like them.
Oh, God, no. Ugh.
But yeah, the raisins are the worst thing in trail mix. And I think pretzels are the second worst, even though I like pretzels. But they don't seem to...
Every time you get a pretzel, you're like, shit.
Yeah, they don't seem to match like the rest of it. Like, same thing with like a bag of Gardettos.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that I like, but then I get a pretzel and I'm like, I didn't want pretzels.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted pretzels, I'd buy a bag of pretzels. I don't know why. It doesn't seem to fit.
Yeah. Salty, and then bland.
Yeah. I don't know.
Pretzel.
So then Bames John says, what are your thoughts on the ridiculously photogenic guy with whom the internet has been smitten over the past few weeks? Have you heard about this guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Basically this guy is a guy who was running in some race, or not necessarily, I guess it's a race, like a marathon or whatever, and he's running along and somebody takes a picture of the runners and everybody looks kind of goofy because they're running, except him. He looks like he just posed for the photo and kind of like he's a model, and so people started posting this photo around and going, this guy's ridiculously photogenic, and then everybody was so struck by how ridiculously photogenic he is that it became basically a meme. People have been passing it around. It got so popular that he ended up on, excuse me, Good Morning America.
Are you fucking serious?
Jeez. And I pulled the video up. I haven't watched it. I don't know if it's worth watching, but we're going to.
All right, let's do it. So,
here we go. Ridiculously photogenic guy, the man everyone loves, it says. Oh, no, the audio is all fucked up. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Why are you doing this to me? Actually, let's take a tiny little quick break so I can fix this.
Sounds good.
Okay, we're back. I don't know what causes that, but it has something to do with my FireWire thing, and it pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we fixed it, so here is the video now.
Who goes by his middle name Watkins joins us now, along with a photographer who made him famous, Will King. It's great to have you both here.
Thanks.
You're adorable. I think it's just something about your spirit and everything as well. You could not have anticipated, of course, what has happened. Fun, overwhelming, what have your emotions been?
A little bit of everything. I mean, it was like a fluke, to be honest. You know, just running, we kind of just figured it out. I was running and waving at a friend that was on the sidelines. And I was kind of just turning around. I guess I caught a camera lens, and that's history.
That camera lens. Well, now I thought when I saw the photo, it must have been a buddy of yours that was there and takes a photo and puts it up, but you'd never met.
No, not at all.
I had a few dozen friends in the race, but I couldn't find them, but I found Zeddy there, and he just takes a really good picture.
Well, what was it about him? because there are tons of people in the race. What is it about that mug?
Well, there's tons of people, but he was the one. He was actually just looking straight at the camera, smiling. The sun was hitting his hair as it was just flowing in the wind.
Is that what he was doing?
Just an all-around photogenic guy.
Okay. Yeah, this is fucking ridiculously corny. I think we, because of the audio problems, we skipped the part at the beginning where they said his name, and it's kind of insulting, I would feel, if I were that guy, that at the bottom of the screen this whole time it said ridiculously photogenic guy, the man everyone loves, and his name has not appeared there at all. His name is something weird. I can't remember what it is. Let me see if... Oh, Zeddy Little. His name is Zeddy Little.
It's a weird name?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about this video. Guy seems like kind of a dork.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, he's a good-looking man and all, mm-hmm. you know? But he seems like kind of a dork.
Oh, yeah.
And he's there's something about him, and this is just me being prejudiced.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what his orientation is, but he seems like a gaylord.
He does.
Like he looks gay, and I don't even know how to explain that.
Oh, I don't know.
There's something about like his face and the way it moves and his facial features that just look kind of gay. I think
the amount of front teeth showing constantly. I don't know.
No, I don't. I think it's like in the eye nose area. Eyes. Yeah, it would be weird.
Kind of like with Downey's, with Down syndrome.
Sort of.
Kids.
Yeah, it's almost like he looks like if you took a picture of a guy his age.
Yeah.
With like some facial, like a little bit of 5 o'clock shadow type facial hair.
Yeah.
You know, some scruff, and then you took a photo of a little girl and then you like lassoed that
part,
like just the eyes and nose out of the little girl, popped them off and stuck them on his face.
I know what you're talking about, and I see it in a lot of men. Yeah, that's are gay. Yeah. Like, oh my god, strange.
But I mean, what's your opinion on the ridiculously photogenic guy? I don't know, he's a guy who took a good photo.
I pictured this guy to be the head guy in that Google Project Glass immediately.
No, see, I don't think this guy...
As soon as he opened his mouth.
As much as I hate the guy in the Project Glass, I don't think this guy, Zeddy Little, the ridiculously photogenic guy, is hip enough to be a hipster. Like, this guy seems, even though he seems gay to me, he seems like he seems like a gay Christian.
Yeah.
Like, he seems like he would go to gay Bible camp.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't be hip enough to want to go to the independent bookstore. He'd be too busy. I don't even know. Having kids with his wife that he lies to.
And sleeping until 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other guy, Project Glass guy, is up at the crack of dawn.
No, Project Glass guy, you've got it all backwards. Project Glass guy is up at the crack at 2:30 p.m. and ridiculously photogenic guy is up at the crack of dawn because he's ready for the day. He's ready to go out and like water his plants.
Well, he's up at 2:30 because he's taking a nap after being up for so long, waking up at the crack of dawn. Good morning. I'm going to have a nice organic breakfast.
No. The Google Glass guy is a self-employed blogger who's barely making his rent.
Yeah.
He rides a bike everywhere. He might do a little gardening himself, but most of the time he just lays around in a bathrobe.
He owns a plant, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
God, those mother.
He owns a plant.
Yep.
Yep. And just he's named it.
He's named it, yes.
And he's named it something completely ridiculous, but like ironic. Like he's named it after like a famous Civil War soldier or something.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say
That's
about this guy.
Say,
he's kind of a pretty man.
Yes,
he was in a race.
Yes, he is. Way to go.
And that's it on the Twitter.
All right. We did
get two voicemails. Would you like to hear them?
I would.
Hey, that was the first one.
Kyle, Orion, this is Pooley Barfi. How you guys doing? This voicemail is more of a warning than, I guess, a voicemail. Kyle, do not watch Battlestar Galactica. I'm not sure if you've already started watching it yet or not, but don't watch that show. Like, it is bad. There are plot holes in that show that are... You can drive a spaceship through them. They're so big. Like, it's a great premise. Like, it's these Cylons, and they look like humans, but they're robots. And if you do start watching it, and I'm too late to stop you, you will be massively impressed about how quickly they're able to fuck up their own premise. I mean, it's like they couldn't decide where to take the show. And, the first episode's actually kind of good. But I don't know you in real life, but... Just from listening to you guys talk, like, for the last 160 episodes, like, it is lazy. It's insulting how lazy it is. So, I just had to give my 2 cents about that. But other than that, nothing really new going on. I can tell you what I've not been doing. I have not been getting blowjobs from little girls. That's what their mothers are for. Oh, bye.
Oh!
See, that joke doesn't work because it's breaking character. Yeah. If that's what their mothers are for, then you're not a pedophile.
He doesn't fool me. He does not fool me.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
I've already said I'm not going to start watching it, at least not anytime soon, and I'm still not going to, but there is something I kind of love about robots who look like people and kind of sometimes convince people that they're people.
Yeah.
Actually, this one, I'm not sure they were meant to be robots, but like the replicants in Blade Runner, mm-hmm. it's kind of unclear to me if they were meant to be robots or if they were meant to be like clones, like genetic. There seems to have been at least some genetic engineering going on.
Yes.
But sometimes they're talked about like they're robots.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. But there is something I like, the Terminator. Mm-hmm. Bubblegum Crisis had boomers. It's an anime.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's something I like about robots masquerading as people. But I already knew that aspect about it and it hasn't drawn me in yet, so probably still won't.
They all remind me of Data.
Data...
more of a droid.
Well, no, Data's kind of the same thing, except that I would never... Like, they made him look, like, weird.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they didn't want you to think he could pass.
Yeah.
Thanks for the warning.
I do appreciate the warning, yeah.
Yeah. Next voicemail?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so full of Chinese food and sperm, and I'm really tired.
Sounds like a good party.
He's full of Chinese food and sperm.
Oh,
all three.
Oh, Chinese, what? Comma, food.
Oh, shit.
Chinese, comma, food, comma.
See, these are my favorite kinds of voicemails. I like to hear what people are full of.
Call in, let us know what you're full of.
That's 616, man.
328-5581, let us know what you're full of. You could win a pair of tickets to see Conway Twitty. Is Conway Twitty a guy? I feel like that's a country singer.
I don't know.
Dwight Yoakam. yeah, you like to hear what people are full of?
Yeah.
If he was full of Chinese food and semen, then is he full of Chinese people? Chinese,
yes,
dudes,
yeah.
So that's like a double gay joke,
yeah, yeah.
So like he got fucked by a Chinese dude, then he ate something, then he sucked him off.
Yeah,
sounds good,
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, I have nothing else to say about these voicemails. Yeah, you're just a crazy, creepy clown.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. Did you have other things you wanted to cover?
I have one last thing. I've been singing this part of a song in my head over and over. Work, out of work, doesn't matter. But I sing it slow. I took this one verse out of a song and I sing it slow. I'd like to, I don't know, bust out an acoustic guitar sometime. Not now, because I can't play very well. But I'll sing you a little.
Okay, so in years when you've learned to play the guitar.
But here goes. You can look for answers, but that ain't fun. Now get in the pit and try to love someone.
Okay.
Ba wa da ba. Yeah. Isn't that a silly fucking lyric? You can look for answers, but that ain't fun.
Yeah.
Now get in the pit, and try to love someone. Oh.
Which, that's like an aspect of like hardcore rock culture that I don't really understand. Like, they want to spin the pit where people are smashing into each other and acting like assholes. They want to spin that as some kind of love fest.
Brothers.
Like, we're all brothers and being fucking stupid, right? Yeah, take my elbow to your face because I love you. That's a love elbow.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's fucking dumb. And you can look for answers, but that ain't fun is also fucking
ridiculous?
Dumb. I mean, it's not quite as bad as fucking magnets. How do they work? But it's on the same, it's along the same lines. Yeah. I don't want to talk to a scientist. Y'all niggas is lying and get me pissed. I forget what the word they actually used was. I don't think it was niggas.
Oh, man. It's just horrible. But I had to bring that up, It's been in my head and it won't get out.
All right, so is that it then?
That should do it. Yes.
All right, then. Thanks for listening, fellas. As usual, you can send me an email, kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or at me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Let us know what you're full of. That's Orion's favorite kind of voicemail. Check us out in iTunes. Do a little search for I Just Had a Terrible Thought in the old iTunes, and it'll come up. And then you can leave us a 5-star review and make me feel really good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out on the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat. Those are excellent places to go. If you're a jerk and you don't subscribe in iTunes and you want to make sure you see when the show comes out.
Jerk.
Or if you just want to talk to us, that's where I go when I say, hey, what should we talk about this week?
Mm-hmm.
And there's the forums. ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, which is another great place to tell us what you think of our stupid voices. And you can, Spreadshirt. I just had a terrible, itchhat.spreadshirt.com.
Yes.
IJHATT.SPREADSHIRT.com.
Oof.
That is where you can buy our t-shirts and be cool like Eris.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mention that earlier when we talked about the t-shirts, and I should have.
Yeah.
And you can donate.
Yes, donate.
There's a button on the main page, and you can send us all your monies. And if you do, we'll advertise whatever bullshit convention you're going to go to soon.
Yeah, what would money be without us? Lonely money.
Not ours.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll keep your money company, man.
Yeah.
I'll put it in my wallet.
Yeah.
I'll sit on it.
Take sweet, sweet care of it.
I'll take it out.
Baby.
I'll rub it on my body. Then I'll catch some kind of disease.
Yeah.
Maybe a contact high from some coke that's on it. Coke residue. And that's it, right?
That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.
Word!